Meanwhile, Iran's president warns about the humanitarian situation in the Gaza Strip amid Israel's strikes against the blockaded territory. Hassan Rouhani says a lack of medical supplies could result in a massive humanitarian disaster in Gaza. He called on Muslim nations and the international community to take action for an immediate end to the all-out Israeli offensive against the Gaza Strip. Rouhani also urged an immediate lifting of Israel's siege on the populated coastal sliver. He made those comments in a message to the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. The OIC has said it is forming a ministerial team to lobby the UN Security Council to halt Israeli aggression against Gazans. The world's largest Muslim bloc says it will also push for a UN investigation into Israeli atrocities against Palestinians. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Akram Al-Sattari, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now from Gaza itself. Now, Akram, tell us about the humanitarian situation in Gaza as this Israeli aggression continues.
Well, the humanitarian suffering of the people of Gaza is continuous. Is continuous before even the start of the round of Israeli violence against the people of Gaza. People have been deprived from the very basic needs for almost 8 years now. And now they are being targeted while the Ministry of Health and the health system at large is very fragile due to the tighter siege in the past few months and due to unavailability of most of the medical items in the warehouses of the Ministry of Health. The Palestinians were suffering before from the lack to resources, not only medical resources, but also resources in general. And now they are falling victims of the Israeli fire and are deprived from the right of having access to a decent medical care or medical treatment.
Now, Akram, you know, there are obviously some efforts being done, for example, by the OIC and other organizations, Muslim organizations and Arab organizations. Are Gazans confident that something will come out of these?
Well, Gazans are always confident of one thing, that they are all alone and they have to face their fate with a lot of courage, with a lot of perseverance, and with a lot of confidence in Allah or the Lord, as they say in Gaza. The people of Gaza have been through a lot of things back into 2012 and back in 2008, and throughout the whole process of refuge and displacement throughout the history and the years. The people of Gaza are now facing their fate all alone. People of Gaza now are falling victims, are losing their lives, losing their resources, losing their livelihoods, and they found no one besides them, and they find that they have to fight by themselves and they have to defend themselves by themselves. This is one very harsh fact that we should highlight about the people of Gaza. Despite all the talks made by the UN Secretary General and by the OIC and by all the other concerned parties and organizations all over the world, no one can stop Israel from the ongoing killing. No one seems to be able to make sure that the aid that is most needed by the Palestinians reaches them. For example, yesterday there was some talk about opening the Rafah border, but all who could leave Rafah border were 11 people who were injured. And the border was closed again, and it will only receive tomorrow those who were born for two Egyptian fathers, meaning that Egypt is evacuating the Egyptian citizens from the Gaza Strip. So in bottom line, that Gaza is facing a deteriorating humanitarian situation, and I personally doubt that someone would be able to extend a helping hand unless Israel allowed this, and Israel is now very busy killing the Palestinians, destroying their homes, targeting their mosques, and destroying their livelihoods.
Okay, Akram, thanks very much for that. That was Akram Al-Sattari speaking to us live from Gaza.